Let's talk about what Sonoma County is doing to prepare for the circumstance along the Russian River. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors is with us. David Rabbit is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you here. It was just over an hour ago that the Emergency Ops Center opened up. What is it prepared for?
It is prepared for the Russian River to crest tomorrow morning at 37.8 feet, as NOAA currently is forecasting. That is some feet above flood level, so
yeah.
Obviously an important thing. At 37 feet, the county will start closing some major roads in the river area. We're also obviously monitoring many different areas within the county. We've had so much rain, obviously. I'm telling anyone they don't what they don't know, but and a lot of localized flooding. So, you know, the county has been out there. We've been monitoring, decided to open this morning in order to prepare for the crest event of tomorrow to make sure that everything was in order.
And as we know, anybody who's been here for any length of time understands that it is not uncommon for the Russian River to flood, and not at this level either. It's been a couple of years, though, and aside from road closures, what other preparations are being made?
Well, we have, for folks who live out in the river, we do have locations for sandbags. I just want to make sure that gets out there, too. In Monterio, it's at the intersection of Main Street and Fur Road by the tennis courts, Forestville at the fire station, Guerneville at the park and ride. So if you're still in the need of sandbags, you can get them at those locations. Again, Transportation Public Works is going to monitor all the roads, make sure we close them when appropriate. Can't ask people enough to avoid traveling through standing water.
Oh, boy.
Even yesterday down this way in Petaluma, we had a school bus
go
through some water and get stuck. It's deceiving. You don't know how deep it is. It's dangerous, and it puts you at risk, and it takes people away from other activities that they might be doing. So it seems like every time we have flooded roads, we have that particular issue.
Any housing or shelter situations being prepared for folks along the lower part of the river?
Not yet, but you know, obviously at this particular at this level, you know, at 38 feet, River Road sees some water. At 40 feet, Monterio businesses see water. You know, this is considered a I mean, not to take anything away from, once the water leaves its bank, it's always dangerous. But at this level, what we're expecting is not catastrophic, and certainly the folks in the river area are more used to this,
yes,
Unfortunately. And again, you know, I think it's really important for everyone just to take their own precautions, especially with the amount of rain that we've had and the steady rain that we've had. The ground obviously is very saturated. If you live on a hillside, you need to be extra aware of, you saw the house in Sausalito.
Yeah, very dangerous situation, and 50
so we
others.
Need to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to be careful if you see any sign of any kind of land movement to immediately get out, call for help, make sure that people are notified.
Just another reason to be prepared, Supervisor Rabbit. You know,
exactly.
Get the alerts, have a bag packed, all of that.
You can go on, the county does have SOCOEmergency.org. That's the website of SOCO Alert, but SOCO, S-O-C-O, emergency.org. There's lots of information on there how to prepare for a weather event and how to stay informed, with links to other sites as well. If you want to know what roads, I think as of last night we had about 22 roadways throughout the county closed. I know that even down my way, again in Petaluma and some of the low-lying areas, you had people having a difficult time to get home. So you're going to have to be aware of alternate routes. If you know that your usual route takes you in a low-lying, water-prone area, you should probably think about going a different way. And you can go online, again, roadconditions.sonoma-county.org, and it has the up-to-date road closures on there.
Yeah, very important right now. Very important site right now. And I don't know if you – were you around in this area, Supervisor Rabbit, in 1986?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of us
are hearkening back to that, you know, weekend, which a Valentine's Day weekend, which is nothing like what's happening here today. But
I noticed that on that in 86, the crest at Guerneville was 48.9 feet.
Yeah.
So a full more than 10 feet higher than what we're expecting Friday. So you know, that was catastrophic, obviously.
It was. And I was saying earlier this morning, I remember my folks had a place up there and we were all sort of hunkered down there and ended up having to be removed from that location in Montereo by the National Guard and their amphibious vehicles. Yeah. So, that was, I think, the bar setter in terms of our lifetimes on the river.
Right.
Yeah, so I would nothing also like let
you
that
know,
today.
I think as of 7 a.m. this morning, the river was at, make sure I could give you the right figure, 29 feet. So as of about an hour and a half ago, it was at 29 feet. So what you see now, imagine that, and then going up to the flood stage,
48.
37.8.
Flood stage today.
So, yeah, and up in the... I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that to reiterate that the folks up there are very, very used to this situation. You know, everybody else sorts of gets you know, the hair on their back of the neck stands up. But for the folks who live along the river or have for any significant amount of time, say, what's the big deal?
Yeah. You never know, though. Like, you get new people coming into the county. They need to be aware of their surroundings and where they live and the dangers that are around there. I'll also let you know that the county... the county's taken some other actions, too. We are working with our in-home supportive services clients to make sure that they understand the flooding issues that are around them and that they're safe and that they can get the help that they need on a daily basis going forward. So there's lots of activity at the county, as you can imagine, and the EOC is operating now for the last hour and a half or so. We'll operate through the event tomorrow morning. Hopefully, it seems like now the main force of we'll get showers today and the main brunt of the storm will move a little south and we can just wait for gravity to take effect, move some of the water out into safe discharge and get back to life as usual.
That's the great thing about the Russian River is it goes way up and then it starts rolling way back down and it does that quickly as well. Yeah,
this is true. We have what we call a flashy system, so it can go up quickly, but it goes down just as quick.
I like that, a flashy system.
It's nice being close to the ocean where you can push the water out, and gravity is always present, so it'll keep flowing. Only 18% of the Russian River watershed is really controlled through flood control projects. So it also means that that's why it's flashy, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the water is just free-flowing down all those tributaries into the river. You just have to accept it and be able to get it out to the ocean.
And one more question for you, Supervisor Rabbit, and that is, how's the knee? You've had some issues.
I got a new knee for Christmas. I got my finally got my knee replaced, and it is great. I am so glad I did it. I waited too long. I was in pain prior. I'm not now. I am doing my physical therapy. In fact, I have an appointment today. I was in D.C., and I was worried about that trip, walking the hall. And it held up great. So I am totally happy. I'm about 2 months out and on a full recovery.
Very good. Happy to hear that because you'll have to be in good shape to keep up with the rest of Sonoma County, that's for sure.
Yeah, the only bad side is next Christmas it's the other knee.
Oh, usually they come in pairs, don't they?
Always.
I rarely hear of someone getting one knee replacement.
I think it's because we wait too long on the one and we compromise the other in the meantime.
Probably so. Very happy to hear that you're on the mend and the op center expected to be open through tomorrow at this stage?
Through tomorrow, and they typically make sure that we're through the event and then back to business as usual. I mean, even when it's business as usual, you have Transportation Public Works and all the crews that are out there. And I've got to give a big shout out to all those folks who are out in the driving rain, taking care of business and trying to, you know, clear roads and drainage and everything else. But we always have that part happening. We always have what we call a warm EOC monitoring and moving through those pieces. But because we're above the flood stage, we opened it. It'll stay open until it needs to close, which will probably be, hopefully, if things stay as expected, probably be late tomorrow.
All right, very good. Let's hope that everything goes just the way that it's planned to over the next 24 hours, for sure.
It.
Thank you, Supervisor Rabbit. Appreciate you being here today. That is Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit, talking about the Emergency Ops Center open as of 8 o'clock this morning. Can guarantee you this, though, no matter what's happening up there, I bet Andornos will be serving pizza later today.